This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for March 28, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Hot off their plans to spend $500 million to create a new Lord of the Rings TV show, Amazon is reportedly planning to spend $1 billion for another science fiction franchise. Based on the award-winning alien invasion trilogy Remembrance of Earth's Past by Chinese author Liu Cixin, this book shares what happens when an alien race gets a signal from Earth and plans an invasion, while Earth civilizations divide into camps that will either oppose the invasion or welcome it. There's no official word from Amazon on their plans. The Sistine Chapel is getting a 21st century upgrade of sorts. A new artistic display will use live performers, lasers, lights, and pop songs by Sting to tell the story of Michelangelo's masterpiece. The show doesn't actually take place in the chapel itself, but nearby in a theater. It's produced by Mario Balek, who's also known for creating the Olympic closing ceremonies in Sochi, Russia. While the show got the blessing of the Vatican, some critics think it's too much crazy spectacle. The sky is falling. Not really, but a space station is. The Chinese space station Tiangong 1 will drop out of orbit this week, with the most likely date being Easter Sunday. The 19,000-pound station was launched in 2011 and is one of the biggest objects to make an uncontrolled return to Earth. Don't worry, though. The chances of the station hitting you, or anything really, are extremely remote, although scientists have yet to narrow down the landing spot from 6 of the 7 continents and 3 oceans. You're more likely to win the lottery than get hit by this space junk. An Italian college professor has used measurements from the Shroud of Turin to create a three-dimensional representation of the man depicted in the cloth, which many believe showed Jesus after the crucifixion. Giulio Fanti said his detailed measurements of the shroud showed a man who was very tall for the time, about 5'11 when the average height was 5'5, and who showed more than 370 wounds from the flagellation, perhaps more from areas of the body that did not imprint an image on the cloth. As we prepare for Good Friday in commemoration of the crucifixion, the image can help us in our meditation on the Passion of Christ. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at SQPN.com. I'm Dom Bettinelli.